It's time to meet our next special guest. You know him from his roles on Broad City and Narcos, and he's the star of the new Comedy Central sketch show, Alternatino, with Arturo Castro. Please welcome Arturo Castro.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was, you know, you just danced when you came on stage, and I read that when you were 17, you actually started your showbiz career in a hip-hop boy band in Guatemala.
Wow.
Called The Unknowns.
Yes. So it goes deeper than that.
Okay, I want to hear.
We're all friends here.
Yeah.
So it was a hip-hop Spanish cover band called The Unknowns. And the thing is, our manager thought that we needed a softer side, so we had this like really sort of like, you know, we were dressed in FUBU, we thought we were really rough, you know?
Yeah.
And then she thought we needed a softer side, so she's like, oh, you guys should do a Spanish rendition of Ooh Baby, I Love You Way. It didn't go down very well with the crowd. We lost all street cred immediately.
And oh.
Oh, yeah. Because we're like, we finished the song like, Siga pica y lo que da en la rodilla, you know? We're like, yeah, and they're like, okay. Ooh, baby, te quiero a ti. So I can't go back to Guatemala now, but thanks for...
Was the boy band, like, with the different characters, like the sensitive one and the bad boy?
It was just three of us. There was, definitely. I mean, we were all sort of, like, mama's boys, really. You know, The Unknowns, it came because we were about to do this thing called the telethon, and they're like, what is the band called? And our managers, like, had this moment of inspiration. It's like, well, nobody knows you, so The Unknowns. It's not a huge confidence boost before you go on stage.
Right,
you know?
It's always great when your manager is working with his first draft.
Yes, right. It's like, I'm shooting from the hip kind of person.
Right. Yeah. That's right. So you moved to New York 2005-ish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who gave you this cheat sheet?
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
You were 20-ish?
I was about to turn 20. Yeah, I was 19.
You're about to turn 20. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you moved to New York. You want to act and make it, do comedy, etc.
Make it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to make it today. Yes.
I mean, you came here with that intention, right?
Well, you know, yes. And it was, I just really wanted to learn sort of the craft. I didn't come here. Of course, I wanted to make it, but I never had sort of a clear plan of like, you know, movie star. I was
right.
Just wanted to play with my imaginary friends for a living.
Did you also work day jobs to make ends meet while you were pursuing it?
You know, my day job was actually sort of cool, which I did drama therapy. I used to go into... Thank you. The one person that took...
It's your patient.
I helped her through her issues. First, I tried to be a waiter for 2 weeks, and I sucked at it.
Yeah.
and about 2 weeks into the training, this guy was there, and he was like 60 years old. And he's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm an actor. And he's like, oh, I used to be an actor before I started here. And I was like,
great.
And nothing, listen, I did catering afterwards. Like, the service industry is awesome. I'm really clumsy, and I'm really bad at getting yelled at. For me, it was also about money being addictive, right? If I could work a shift, and it pays $300 on a good night or whatever, I'm not going to do that off-Broadway play that might get me seen, you know? So I had to hustle extra hard to make ends meet as an actor.
Right.
So I never took another job that wasn't performing.
So you were on Broad City for 5 seasons.
I was!
You played Alana's roommate, Jaime. This was obviously a breakout role for you, and right. Your character had a very distinct way of speaking.
Yes, he talked a little bit like this.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Hi, I'm so sorry. Hello.
What were your Jaime influences?
Jaime, Abby's best friend is a guy named Jaime. His voice is deeper than that.
Yeah.
He does have an accent and he dresses so fabulously, but he's a little more like, hello, papi, I love what you're doing, you know? But when I moved to the States, part of Jaime was sort of like my wide-eyed version of like, oh my God, New York was so amazing that I used to get really excited and, you know, my words wouldn't come at the same time that my brain was thinking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of like the blend that I did for Jaime.
Yeah. And now you have your own show
Comedy
Central.
Are you watching it?
It's called Alternatino with Arturo Castro. So you play all the characters,
yeah,
all the lead characters.
I was tired of co-stars, you know? I was like, stop, you know? Like, no, I think that sketch has always been so fun for me. And also, if you want to play a plethora of, you know, the diversity that entails being Latin and not being Latin, like, most of our stuff, maybe like 60% has nothing to do with being Latin, but I really wanted the challenge and see if I could play 42 characters in one season, you know?
So what was it like putting together the writer's room for this show?
Thankfully, we got a diverse writer's room, but it was tricky because for the packets to get to our table, they had to have an agent.
Right, the writing packets.
The writing packets, yes.
Which is what people use to get writing jobs, just
exactly.
In case.
Exactly. Yes. I saw that there was most of our submissions were really funny white dudes. The problem is that if you haven't worked before, you probably haven't gotten an agent. If you don't get an agent, then you're probably not going to wind up on our desk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Literally lying on our desk. No, but I thought it's sort of a catch-22 in that sense, but we found some incredibly gifted people, and we managed to have at least 3 Latinx people in the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Arturo, before the show, we asked you, you know, what were your interests?
Sure.
And you said that you are really into chess.
Yes. Very, very good luck with the ladies, you see. It was a very popular sport in the high school.
Did you play all through school?
I played it as a hobby, but I'm pretty good at it. You know the chess hustlers in Washington Square Park?
Sure.
So I would hustle them. Because if I needed like cash or whatever, I would like pretend to be an NYU student, have my little backpack, and I'm in grad school. And so they'd be like, chess player. So I would lose the first game, and then I'd like take them to town double or nothing for a couple more times. And I did this about 3 times. And the third time, this guy that did not look like he frequented there, he was like, I know what you're doing, and this is the last time you're doing it. And now he is my spouse. So everybody, welcome Diego. But anyway, yes, I love chess because it's sort of my brain is so overactive in a sense. And this focus, like, forces me to focus,
yeah,
you know?
And think ahead.
And there's something, it's like math, right? Like, there's something about math when an equation clicks in your mind, it's just a very satisfying feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm addicted to mind games, you
okay,
see.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect. Are you ready for your Ask Me Another Challenge?
Sure, yes.
All right, so we wrote a chess quiz for you.
Oh, good, because I know nothing about the history of chess.
That's fine.
But cool.
It's multiple choice.
Got it.
So you're a good hand. So, and if you do well enough, listener Janice Lindstrom from Dallas, Texas, will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
Let's give it a shot. To win a game of chess,
see.
You must checkmate your opponent or force them to resign.
Si.
According to Merriam-Webster, the word checkmate is derived from a Persian phrase meaning what? A, ultimate failure. B, the king is unable to escape. Or C, I am the better nerd.
I'm going to go with B.
Yeah, that's right.
Escape. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perfect sense. All right, this one's a little harder.
Whoa.
The names of the chess pieces have changed over the centuries. For example, the rook used to be a chariot. In the 6th century, what was the bishop called? A, the scholar. B,
so
the
many
nun.
Jokes.
C, the elephant.
So, I'm going to go with the scholar. A?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What is it?
It's the elephant.
Somebody gasped?
I know.
I love that.
Yeah, when the game came to Europe from India, the elephant, it was the elephant, and was renamed to the bishop because of the shape of the piece, which was meant to resemble elephant tusks, reminded Europeans of a bishop's hat. Okay, when someone says the word zugzwang during a chess match, what's happening? A, you're being accused of cheating. B, neither player wants to make a move. Or C, they've activated a very little known battle royale rule where the board shrinks for the rest of the game until there was only one square remaining.
I'm going to go with C. Cautiously.
I wish. That would be amazing. Yeah, that would
so
be amazing.
C would be like, I don't know, I think A is you're cheating.
You're cheating? It's actually neither player wants to make a move.
It's a weird thing to like just make a sound at somebody when, you know. Does it mean anything? Is it in any language in particular?
It's German for compulsion to move.
Of course.
It's when both players don't want to make any moves because it will just make things worse.
Got it.
Yeah, we've all been in that relationship.
Man, come on.
Chess Grandmaster Judit Polgár accomplished what historic feat? A, in 1991, at the age of 15 and 4 months, she beat Bobby Fischer's record to become the world's youngest grandmaster. B, in 2002, she was the first woman to beat the world's number one chess player, who at the time was Garry Kasparov. Or C, in 2005, she became the only woman to qualify for the World Chess Championship.
I'm going to go with B, that she beat him out of, you know, by her face, I can already tell it's wrong.
Actually, no, it is correct, because actually, they're all correct. She did all of those things. Because she's a boss.
What a badass.
I know. You did amazing. Congratulations, Arturo. You and Janice Lindstrom both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah!
Alternatino airs every Tuesday on Comedy Central. Give it up for Arturo Castro. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.